News. Our permanent residents move into Rustington. Over 3 days in September, our 11 permanent residents from the Brighton Centre moved the 19 miles along the coast to their new home in Rustington. As they arrived, they were greeted by a guard of honour from the Rustington staff before being taken up to their new rooms and cutting a ceremonial ribbon to represent the start of their new chapter. Leslie Garvin, head of the Rustington Centre, said it was a very smooth move from Brighton to Rustington, and that's down to the hard work of the amazing staff we have, both in Brighton and Rustington. Our permanent residents are now getting settled into their new home, and we're looking forward to receiving our first visitors to this amazing location. This is the first step in our phased opening of the Rustington Centre, as we gradually bring our construction to a close by the end of the year. We are excited to welcome more members to our new home as soon as we are able. Once again, a huge thank you to the Brighton Centre for its support over 85 years. Rustington telephone number. Now that we have completed our move to our new centre in Rustington, please make sure to save our new reception number, which is 01903 945 300. And if you want to book a stay at our new Rustington Centre, our Rustington bookings team can be contacted by dialing 01273 391 500. Art installation at New Rustington Centre. Immediately as you enter the Rustington Centre, you're greeted by a statue which is a contemporary representation of the community and purpose that is Blind Veterans UK. The statue features seven people and includes a younger veteran with guide dog, Army personnel, Gurkha personnel, Navy personnel, an older veteran with a carer, and RAF personnel. It represents us moving forward together and providing comradeship and support to one another, and is inspired by our Victory Over Blindness statue installed at Manchester Piccadilly Station in 2018. The statue has been rendered in cut steel with additional detailing using other layered metals to create an interactive and tactile experience. The faces have been made using copper, meaning they're warmer to the touch than other parts of the statue, as copper conducts more heat than steel. Paul Badham designed and created the statue. He said, "The key things we considered when designing the statue were to ensure it was fully inclusive and represented the charity, as well as making sure it was layered and tactile, so someone with a vision impairment could enjoy it in the same way as someone who's sighted. This was my first experience making something tactile with so many layers, so I had to make a special machine out of a card jack, which squashes metal in order to create the uniforms and make them fold up. I felt extremely honoured to have been asked in the first place, and as I spent more time on the statue, I learnt more and more about the charity. I'm really pleased with how it all came out, and I think it's a wonderful area for it to be placed as well. I hope the members of Blind Veterans UK enjoy it." RBL Credit Their Service campaign. The Royal British Legion recently launched Credit Their Service, a campaign demanding an end to the treatment of military compensation as income by welfare benefit means tests, which results in veterans and their families missing out on thousands of pounds a year. 150,000 veterans and their families receive compensation awarded by the government for the pain and loss they endured in service to HM Armed Forces. This compensation is considered income when determining eligibility for many benefits, while civil compensation awarded by courts such as personal injury or medical negligence, compensation is exempt. The RBL are urging the UK government to amend benefit regulations and calling on councils to use discretionary powers to make sure that they do not treat compensation as income for local support. RBL are asking veterans to write to their MP and ask for them to support the Credit Their Service campaign. And you can find out more about this on the RBL website. Next month's review will be delayed. We wanted to notify members that our November issue will be delayed slightly, as we will be sharing photos of our Founders Award ceremony being held later in October.